Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC, Enchanted Hills Camp. Very first podcast recorded right here on campus in the Napa Valley, Mount Veeder. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show. So we are at Family Camp 2. It's Sunday morning. It's leaving day, unfortunately. It's a little bittersweet here, but we have a very special family in here, and I would like you to introduce yourselves. Tell us who you are.
Hello, my name is Cora Landgraf, and I am 8 years old, and I live in Leavenworth, Washington, and I'm visiting to come to family camp, and my mom is blind, and...
Which is why you get to come to family camp, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And who else do we have with us? You gonna pass the mic on? Yeah? Who are you?
I'm Ellie, and I'm 7 years old.
How are you related to Cora?
We're cousins because our moms are twins.
Mm-hmm. And they're both blind, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Your mom's blind too? Mm-hmm. So you all came as a big family, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. And what was your first experience like? Tell me, what did you like to do?
I liked to go swimming.
That's nice, the pool down there, huh? What else? Did you do anything else?
I just did paddle boating.
Oh, yeah, just now, huh? How was that?
Fun.
Yeah, anything else?
I did art.
Nice. And you had fun doing all of this?
Yeah.
Yeah, you glad you found out about Enchanted Hills?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd like to come back maybe?
I also did horseback riding.
Oh, you did horseback riding. How could you forget that? Good job. Did you like that? Was that the first time you'd ever been on a horse or not?
No,
you've been on a horse before, but it's still pretty fun, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, how about you, Cora? What did you do this week that you liked this weekend?
I just made slime.
Yes, you did. You got it in here on the table. What color is it? Pink?
It's in a bag.
Yeah. It's all right.
And
been a lot of slime this session.
Before that, we did tie-dye.
Oh, how was that?
Good. I just made this cloth thing with lots of colors on it.
Nice.
It kind of looks like a sunset.
Nice. And what else you got? Anything else did you do this weekend that you just loved?
I really liked pizza.
The pizza.
Pizza party. And it was my mom's birthday.
Oh,
We got a dance in here.
Yes, we did.
The dance party
and cake. It was both moms' birthday because they're twins.
Yep.
What? And they got to celebrate it here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Why don't you hand the mic over to mom? Let's find out about her experience. How about you introduce yourself? And
Hi.
Tell us what's going on.
Hello, I'm Joy Thomas, and I guess since I have the same voice as Janelle, I could also, I could pretend. Hi, this is Janelle. No, I'm kidding. I don't know if that's how she's. We were talking yesterday about maybe if she has a deeper voice.
Have you ever played that game as twins?
In second grade, we traded places for 5 minutes, mm-hmm. and then she came running into my class. I can't do this. All the kids are talking about it. So we traded back, and I was so disappointed because I had gotten up to her teacher and given her teacher a little gift, and her teacher was like, thank you, Janelle. And I was like, yes.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, and then sometimes with our husbands, we can, like, on the phone trick them. They're pretty, yeah.
You have cracked the code.
Okay. Yeah, we were maybe going to do that for a talent show, like try to stump the husband. I'm really glad we didn't because it's not a talent and that would have been.
However, your talent show performance was spectacular. We had never seen that skit. We get a lot of skits.
Oh,
it was
good.
Super good. It might add another element to what we do here at Enchanted Hills Camp.
Thanks.
We'll do a review of that someday. Tell us about your first experience. You're obviously the reason that you have are able to bring your family here. How did you guys find out about Enchanted Hills? And then tell us a little bit about your first experience, please.
Yeah, so my twin sister Janelle subscribes to the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind and happened to read something about Enchanted Hills and looked into it. And she's like, hey, we should all meet there, because it was about, you know, like a 15-hour drive for them from Eastern Washington and about an 8-hour drive for us from Southern California. So we decided to have our families both come and meet in the sort of in the middle, a little bit longer for them.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was an amazing experience. It was just so interesting how there were people from, you know, all different walks of life, and how with some families it was, you know, their children who were really tiny and going through sight loss, and then there were teenagers with sight loss, and then there were parents, and so like all over the gamut. But what was really cool is I felt like I saw different people like kind of getting advice from each other. Like some of the parents of, you know, blind children were able to talk to people who had raised children who are blind, or who were able to talk to blind adults and be like, oh gosh, they have a family, they're living a normal life, this is great. So I feel like it was just, it provides so much, and then just tons of fun, of course. Somebody said it this morning, who had been coming to this camp, I guess, for 9 years, and they're aging out because their kids are turning 18, but she said, like, yeah, it's just a place you can kick back and have fun, and you don't have to worry about having to be a certain way. It's like some people use canes, dogs, nothing, you know. It's like, yep, you don't have to. I just love that, and everybody's expected to do everything. I loved how it's not like there's sighted people bringing you food or bussing the tables. It's like, no, you need to go get your own food, bus your own table. I mean, I didn't like that at first, but
you see how it's part of the program, though.
Yeah.
And how when we get youths and teens up here, it's important for them to learn how to pour their own cups and bus their own. And it's just getting people in good habits is all it is.
It's empowering
and people. As much as people want to be on vacation, it is a vacation. But at the same time, we got to make people aware that we all have to take care of each other in our own way. So good point. I appreciate that very much. What are the some of the activities that you did that you really enjoyed?
So I really had fun at the talent show, of course. That was fun. So much talent. I mean, you mentioned the skit. I was a little bit embarrassed just because we were like, oh, wow, people were actually doing real things. I thought it was going to just be all silly.
No, what you were doing was very funny and totally camp appropriate. It was super good, super good. And just because, I mean, talent spans vastly. I've seen people do imitations of trucks, you know what I mean, and all kinds of really interesting things that you wouldn't necessarily normally see, and that's one of the special things about EHC. We like to keep that talent show close to us because that's for us. It empowers all of us to do all kinds of different things. So there's never one thing is better than the other. It's just all entertainment all the time.
Yes, it was awesome. And I loved the art because I did a lot of I like to do, my kids love making things, and a lot of times they feel like, oh, I can't do things that are very visual or painting or whatever. But I loved how Julie, who ran the arts and crafts, she was able to explain everything so well. And I mean, I was able to fold this intricate origami flower. I mean, I never thought I'd be, I wasn't that well at times, but it was so cool just sitting there with my daughter, Lucy. She's up still making slime right now. That's why she's not here recording
this
with us.
This part of the program is brought to you by Julie Jaybird at the Hogan making slime.
But we made tie-dye together. We painted. They did clay. I mean, it was just all these different. That was perfect. Totally. They were just in their element. So it was just spending time with kids, and then just meeting the other families was really, really fun.
How do you feel about the bigger percentage of the staff, including myself, being visually impaired or legally blind?
I thought that was awesome. I mean, even to like the horse riding, it was like, even my daughter's horse was visually impaired.
That's it.
Noble. I was.
Yep, noble.
So Lucy was riding a horse who was visually impaired, being led by a staff member who was visually impaired, and the
that's it.
Yeah, totally.
And we laugh because the rest of the world is probably like, what is going on?
Yeah, they'd be like, I don't want my kid on that horse. But no, it was, I felt totally safe. She felt safe. It was
super good times.
Yeah.
So, perfect. Can we talk to Dad for one minute? Yeah. Ben.
Oh, no.
That's all right.
Hello.
Oh, you're intertwined within the slime
in the microphone. I'm sorry.
Please introduce yourself.
My name is Ben Thomas, and I'm married to Joy Thomas, and the father of Lucy and Eliana Thomas, and the uncle of Miss Cora Landgraf here. And that's right.
It's so crazy how you have not ended up with your own in here.
Yeah, she's out there. I got another one.
Wait, yeah, it's all good. We're
trading kids. That's how we roll here at EHC.
That's all right. That's it. Tell us a little bit about your experience, Ben.
My experience. I didn't know. I had no idea what to expect.
I would imagine.
Right.
I would imagine so.
We were kind of coming up, and this was a combo of like family reunion. Our families traveling far to come see each other.
Right.
We're like, hey, let's do this. This is great. And not knowing what at all to expect. And just the thing I'm walking away with is being blown away with the stories of people and the number of conversations I had with just interesting people, interesting stories of people who both visually impaired people and family members of visually impaired people whose lives are impacted by these people and their journeys and by their not being defined by their disability, but looking at it as this like, it's just like the way of life, but it's almost like I'm seeing it as it's like a catalyst for growth or something with them. They are people who are embracing their thing and like they run full force at life and try interesting things. And so it's just been cool meeting people like that.
That's how we roll up here, 100 miles an hour all the time.
Yeah.
Any activities that stand out for you?
Standout activities.
Yeah, standout activities.
In the afternoons, I liked the pool because it was cool. I had a tire changing workshop
running. I knew that was happening, right. But I didn't know it was you.
That was fun. Getting tire blowouts and stuff like that. That's cool. And I'm lame at
I am too.
I'm so bad at that stuff. So I'm like, can somebody help me figure out this?
You
like
don't jack? Put the jack on the bumper? So,
yeah, right. The car's like on a, and I'm on a hill. Luckily, my brother-in-law was game for helping with that, and so was some of the other people and staff, and that was great. So anyway, that was fun. The campfire and then the party last night. Just
had a good time.
The dancing and the just hanging out.
I'd like to mention that you guys, for first-time campers, all of you participated in the talent show. If I'm not mistaken,
I think we took up like 18 spots.
That's a beautiful. No. I just had to think about it for a second, but after I thought about it, I was pretty sure that your whole group participated last night, and everybody had a tremendous amount of impact and talent. You're very talented yourself as a singer-songwriter. Surprised me that I like to be surprised. I just get so excited when we have talented people with original ideas, original thought processes, awkward moments. I'm down with all
good.
Of that. So,
so
with all that being said, you not only added to, well, I'd say this about EHC from a personal perspective. It's a 50-50 thing. I love to give 100%, and I like to take 100% back.
Awesome.
And it makes me keep giving that 100%. And when new campers come in and they're having as much fun as you guys were having and kind of engaging, not only as a family reunion, but engaging as the camp with the camp.
Yeah.
Wow. What a very special feeling. And
so cool.
So on a personal note, I'm super happy that you guys were able to do that. Awesome. I'm guessing that there might be plans in the future for you guys to come back.
I'm guessing there might be plans in the future for us to come back.
And for both families, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think we can make it work?
We're down with trying to.
Nice.
Yeah. Pretty much immediately. It was that quick.
Perfect. Yeah. So thank you so much for sharing. Yeah. I hope to have you back next year as second year campers. Maybe we can rediscover what's happening as second. Now knowing what to expect. Yeah. You're gonna have a long, tired car ride home.
Yeah.
Are you driving? Did you drive down here?
Yeah, we drove up here.
Up here. You guys are coming from the south.
And we're taking this one with us down the south.
Okay. Summertime trade-off.
Trade-off, and then she's flying back and all that stuff.
Okay. Always fun.
Likewise, I'd say this, Maceo, to you, man. Like, just getting to witness you, kind of doing your art and doing your life here, and you and your wife, like, like just diving full force into this thing and being an incredible songwriter yourself, a prolific songwriter.
Thank you.
And being able to like pull all that together even last night and it make it about the community. It's a way impactful way to have art make impact in the community.
That's
so
it.
Inspiring. Very
giving,
good.
Giving and taking. Thank you very much for that. That's very nice of you to say. I love my job.
It's so cool. I can't tell.
On that note, we say, here, give me this microphone here, like this. When we're done with meals, we say, hello, EHC.
EHC is a place to be.
Nice. Thank you for listening to Everything EHC, our very first podcast. Thank you for joining us, family. We look forward to having you back next year. And this is Maceo out at Everything EHC at maceo.net. Thank you for listening.